confronted by the man much given to frank and fearless and usually accurate condemnation of the awful beings which inhabit the world of popular music.
Feed Superhero.
This planet, this cloudy planet, is the Earth. It is our home, the place where you and I live. But supposing we look away from the Earth and travel, in our imaginations, across the vast, endless stretches of outer space. There we can imagine other stars.
Would you believe it? We're here.
I don't believe it.
Spiders got food all over the front of them.
Sorry.
That's okay. Hello, guys. And we've got a DJ. We don't even know what the name of the
Burger
DJ
and Chips.
Is.
Mystery guest.
It could be Burger and Chips. It could be Finny B. It could be anyone. Mystery guest. He's tall. Dark. He's handsome.
He's gloomy. He's got a Heathcliffian brow.
Heathcliffian brow. Yes. That's like
moody.
A mono.
Moody. Moody's the word we're looking for.
Moody. People used to say that about Dr.
Windswept.
Groove, but I don't think that's true anymore.
No, no.
He's so
good.
He's
moody.
So, yeah, he's always
good moody.
Permanently in a good mood.
We've a Facebook page. Thanks, John. John Peel came into the studio. It's very witty, that man.
Yeah, it's a life of grime.
Witty.
Life of grime. It could be a life of grime because this studio could do with being tidied up
that's
a bit.
Lovely.
But luckily enough, we have the producer, caterer,
engineer, Facebook manufacturer,
Facebook
What's
generator. Something like, if you look for suburban superheroes, you're going to find it. Because there's
Facebook.
Not that many.
Okay, great.
Yeah. We have finally cracked this primitive networking that these humanoids do. Of course, in Spudarchy, everybody's just linked in directly, constantly, into the same network.
Yeah, we're one energy form.
One energy form, yeah.
Saves
great.
Time on network protocols and shit.
Network protocols are the most boring as
and
well.
Shit.
And shit.
Especially
exactly.
Shit.
Yeah.
There's people to deal with that in Spudarchy.
Yeah, that fucking
it's
bastard
most
human,
sick.
Humanoid
very
flu.
Sick.
Humanoid
we must get
flu.
You a better host body the next time.
The host body is weak.
We got you a sickly one.
They think
know,
to look
recovering.
Out for it. Yeah, still.
Shit.
The thing to look out for is when it comes out. It can shoot out at any time.
And
the
colour.
Mucus.
The
but it's lime green. It's really like...
Oh, bacterial.
It's amazingly bacterial. It kind of glows. It kind of pulses.
So you could be treated with antibiotics.
But I don't think I should do that,
no,
though. I'm taking antibiotics away from other people who need them.
And eating them.
I don't know, yeah, the over 70s, I think. That's the people who are
right.
Mostly on antibiotics.
Well, that's because they're not.
Well, we all know if you mess with them, you can't take anything off them.
No,
they could bring down a government.
They get
God
angry.
Bless them.
Bring them back. We need them again.
So how? What are we going to talk about this time? Are we any major, major things that you're going to announce with films and books and culture? You
favorite
constantly.
Films of the year.
Wow, films of the year. We're going
to work
off that Roman calendar.
We'll toss that around the Earth.
Toss
calendar.
It. I'll toss it like a piece of flame from my throat.
Okay.
<return. laughs>
Okay. Green glowing wit. And
green
wisdom.
Glowing wit and wisdom. Sliding all over you.
Stuff that happened.
Things will be sliding out of the speakers at
the
a
election
regular
of
pace.
Borat.
Borat? Yeah. I like.
No, Barack. So.
No, wait, sorry. Yeah. Borat Obama. Borat Obama. I think we did him to death.
We did him, did we? Okay.
Although I see he's not really taking a position on Gaza or anything like that. No, no.
He doesn't live there.
No, he doesn't live there. He doesn't have to deal with that sort of stuff. And there's apparently 4 Israeli soldiers now. Ooh,
good work, Hamas.
4.
That's
4.
Pretty efficient terrorizing.
That is. 4. And like, yeah, but how many? 4,000. 4,000 civilians to 4.
Must stop.
It's not the maths you like to do. It's not the maths that counts. It's It's the counting.
We haven't
counts.
Got our mathematicians still.
No, yes, we have to apologise to the listeners. We've made strident. Is strident?
Strident.
Strident? Is that
strenuous.
The right word?
Strenuous
attempts to bring in our theoretical physicist.
Someone numerous.
Who could explain to us the edge of the universe and other things as well.
Deflation. Here he is.
But that didn't happen. Instead, we have somebody who's basically, I don't know, in terms of numeracy.
He's a digger.
Yeah, he can count holes in a field.
Here he is!
Yay! Woo! He's big. There's a shadow that's cast across
big,
the studio.
He's tall. His balls are very small. I only meant just for the rhyme.
What do you like on astrophysics?
What do you like in astroturf?
Astroturf, more like.
Actually, like, if you ask me to define astrophysics, I actually can't even do it.
That's good. That's good.
Sort of stars, probably.
Well, we have to apologise to the listeners then, because they're not
the budget
the astrophysicist.
It's all the budget.
Instead, we have somebody who could dig holes.
Oh, look, Gavin was forced to come and been drafted into that.
No, not him. No.
Gavin
no, we
Mandel.
Don't go by.
Gavin Mandel Gleeson.
We don't go
Sorry?
By the Earth
Gavin
host
Mandel
names.
Gleason, scary guy.
We don't go by those names, no. No. We're just
so
a, just
you're
a physicist.
DJ Burger and Chips.
Burger and Chips is here.
Okay.
Although
it's
underway. His Aroo hasn't arrived.
Is there more
yet.
Coming?
And who's your
Have you got
vendor?
Tunes? Have you got tunes?
Who's your vendor of choice?
He's got stuff.
That's
play.
Very good. Your vendor of choice in terms of Burger and Chips.
Oh, that place down Maynard Hickory.
Oh, good choice.
Good choice, we like that. Yeah,
favored
yeah.
by many Earthlets.
Favorite, yeah. For anybody who lives around that area.
Anyone who doesn't value their heart. Archeries.
Nobody values their heart anymore.
No.
What's the...
Mine's
what,
mostly metal.
What music did you decide to bring? Are you going to play a track first?
Will I go?
Yeah,
yeah,
from your
know.
Selection.
Keep track of the year till later.
How does this work? Chaos.
It's
just
like
random
it's
chaos.
That's a magnetic recorder. Head.
We've got to explain it in Fisher Price terms, are we really? It's a big tape recorder.
Actually, you'll need to probably get him around. Come get.
He's probably close enough.
I think it might pick him up.
He should be closer. Should he not?
Oh!
Whoa, don't be doing that. Look,
do some
nobody's doing that. What was the first track anyway, you're going to say? First track.
We go with the stereo. I don't know, I get one. Keep
you
talking.
Got one. Good man.
Right. It actually started.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah, of course
it
started.
It's been on for a couple of years now.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is Prog 8. Yeah, that's right. Recording now. I love the way you're doing
amateurs.
Amateurs. I liked your very serious voice for the jingle. That was good.
Did you?
Yeah, it's good. We haven't used it yet, but we'll use it for the next one.
This is really hopeful.
Do you want some, like surfing sound?
Yeah, start off with a surfing sound, something like Dick Dale and Warped Boards.
It's more even car music now.
My god,
there.
What a huge amount of stuff.
Grace, make you chop his head or something.
Private life drama, Crossy, leave me out.
How about a bit of our hero, 6 Foot Apprentice live in Mantua?
6 Foot Apprentice live, Mantua. You had to be on drugs to be there. I don't think they let anybody in. He wasn't on drugs.
Soundtracks for them, and one of
Mantua.
His buddies was throwing me around the tent.
Yeah, not a commercial
drug
enterprise in sight.
I wasn't in drugs. Then.
No, of course you weren't. No, everybody else was in a field in Roscommon
at that precise moment
in time for no apparent reason, except to buy falafels, probably.
Oh, here.
Falafels.
Or we could go with It Came From The Beach.
No. Let's go with 6 Foot Apprentice. Which track? Is there any particular track? Or is
it
all just live?
The start's the best bit.
Okay, so we'll do that. We'll cue that. That doesn't matter. It's not important.
It honestly wasn't me.
Okay, folks. First up track today, this week. This Prog 8, which has started and who knows where it'll end, is Mantua and 6 Foot Apprentice live.
Live.
Is 6 Foot Apprentice actually?
In the Kabuki tent.
Is 6 Foot Apprentice actually 6 foot?
He's a small guy.
Nice young
fella.
I saw him wearing a very thin coat.
We like
and,
him.
And nothing else underneath.
He's also done. He's done a few mashups for Kabuki.
Yeah.
Kabuki mashup series. Check allwheel.com or kabuki.net.
What you should do is you should write that down and I'll put it in the podcast.
We'll do. We'll stick the links in.
In the show notes.
Show notes.
There was the voice.
Are we compiling
the engineer,
show notes?
Everybody, just in case you weren't sure.
Engineer, caterer, producer, web technician. So
caterer.
Caterer.
that it?
Oh yeah, that's him. That's a sample of his own voice.
Wow.
Can you believe it? And he says, I guarantee you, you've seen shit though it's never a definition of.
That's a bit like this show.
Crimes Against the English Language from us.
I guarantee you, see shit there was never a definition of.
Chips,
that's right.
It's not a chip. There seems to be a distinct absence of a program.
Any
program.
Wow.
It's hard to describe, but for the listeners, it seems like a barely cooked beef patty of some description with sauce and raw onions.
No matter where I play across the world, I always get Manor
Foods.
It's
your rider.
Manor Foods. It must come from Manor Foods.
Manor Foods. The
always,
food
thank you. It doesn't matter where I am.
Thanks, Manor Foods.
Manor Foods.
We'll
the
give
food
you a
of horses. The food of horses.
They're one of five businesses across Ireland that have been rumoured to do well out of the recession.
The recession is, there's no end to this. recession larky. Every morning I wake up, I hear about another 1,000 poor earthlings losing their jobs. Every fucking morning on Moaning Ireland.
Moaning Ireland.
Moaning Ireland. Silent Gangster thinks it's the best fucking radio show on earth. Anyway.
You lose your job, see, actually, all this stuff kind of makes you feel like you're part of the rest of it, yeah. Oh yeah, I feel terrible.
You feel like the rest of the world is catching up with you.
Come on into the warm embrace.
The warm embrace of cozy unemployment.
Cozy unemployment.
Our people used to ask me during the last Great Recession when I was in the Saratoast, what were you doing? I used to say I was self-unemployed. I think that's the best answer yet. We just keep saying it to people.
Well, you're an artist, though. You draw.
Self-unemployed.
Those loads of artists.
I draw the door.
Yeah, there was some guy in. He was a writer in Groans. I saw them write rogues as well. I used to write every Tuesday down the post office. Me name. That was what I said. Oh, yeah.
He intruded a bit close to his home.
He wasn't liking that.
No.
No. So
snow and spudarky.
Yeah, that's amazing though. That's a cool. It's good to hear the old language again.
It is.
Makes me homesick.
It's nice to put in the couple of focals.
I was
going to
drink it. I was going to drink the light. The light that tells us we're on. I can't go near that. I can't go back to that Ishkabah crazy shit.
Call it Jameson. What are they at?
I don't know. Yeah, it's just your wholly irresponsible. As in,
even the fumes are getting me high.
It's the Emperor of Nefactoria 7.
I thought he was an ambassador.
He's an ambassador. I was giving him higher ranking than he is.
What do you say his thing? What do you say?
Usually he hits you.
He's making threatening gestures.
Usually it's two fucking contributions. I think you might be.
He's removing a bottle of alcoholic beverage.
Ah, yes.
However, it's. Oh, is it a corkscrew or a screw top? The wine aficionados amongst us.
Oh, wine aficionados. Oh,
it looks like it's a cork.
Corkscrew. Oh,
it's maybe a Torres. Some sort of Spanish
Sangre
stuff.
Del Toro.
Either that or it's bullshit.
It's the blood of the bull's balls. That's what it means. Roughly translated. What was your film of the year then, seeing as you
Waltzes went? With Bashir.
Waltzes with Bashir. Hold on, I've got to put that in. I'll put in our little film jingle. One of my favourite jingles.
Do it. Hey.
Is it flashing? It is now.
Woo! Just the studio life.
Oh, on the air, panic. So films, what's that thing about Bashir?
That was the Israeli graphic film.
You've got to put your neck out, putting your line on the neck there, neck on the line, about liking an Israeli movie.
Yeah.
Wow. Ooh, controversial.
Yeah. I met a couple of boys tonight. That controversy.
And
I bet you did.
And they're bigging it up for the Oscars.
Well it is a notorious anti-Semite.
Who is? Oh, myself?
Crossfader.
A notorious anti-Semite. But it is... It is.
You're being distracted now just by these terrible accusations against
you. The 1980s conflict of Lebanon, it's very well done. It's very nice.
Shem Shabbos.
The critics' favourite was No. But there
Country
will be blood.
For Old Men?
No, there will be blood for most of them.
Really?
Which
I didn't
like
that film.
I thought it was good.
I thought Daniel Day-Lewis was amazing,
mm-hmm.
but it's another film that's pretty poor, except if he wasn't in it, nobody goes to see it. It's like Gangs of New York, awful film. But you watch it just for Daniel Day-Lewis.
Better than Gangs in New York.
Yeah, Gangs in New York's a pretty bad film. Mm. But you do watch it for him.
That's because
he's a
hammy
boy.
Hammy.
It means he always plays completely crazy characters.
Yeah.
You know,
I'd
love to see him play, you know, a bread van driver for Finglas, you know what I mean? And nothing really happens. Of course,
I bet you could do it.
They wouldn't make a movie out of it, though.
No.
And he certainly wouldn't be in it. No, because so would Colin Meaney get the part.
Colin Meaney would actually.
But it wouldn't be.
Alexander wasn't this year. Did you see that film?
No.
Alexander.
Miley sounds greatest. Alexander the Great, like a horse in it.
No, so, I didn't know Miley
it's
was
actually
in it.
So bad.
In Alexander the Great.
The lowest point of human history. Miley Byrne crosses paths with Alexander the Great. Colin Farrell. All the good guys speaking an Irish accent and all the bad guys speaking an English accent.
Proper order.
So they get all
The Macedonians, yeah. I think it's the Macedonians are all Dubliners.
But they're all Irish, so Mighty is in it. And basically, I've met through anyone who's Irish who ever is like in a film, ever.
I didn't make it.
It's, what does it get? I must look that up on IMDb. I'd say it gets like horrendous.
It's the worst film
ever. I would say it's an argument against Hollywood because nobody came up to Oliver Stone in the middle of it. Because nobody can tell you the truth anymore. Gore Vidal said this as well. Living in Hollywood, you can't get anybody to tell you the truth. That's the biggest problem in it. So somebody must have came to Oliver Stone in the middle of that and said, "This is a fantastic film, Ollie. Yeah, a lot of Irish guys in the Macedonians. This is brilliant. Yeah. I'll tell you what, we need to get Angelina Jolie as the mother. What really works.
Why not just get her as the father?
Talk about developing an Oedipus complex on the site.
Developing lips
on the set.
There was nothing wrong with Angelina Jolie in that film.
No,
excuse me. I will not stand for this.
There's nothing wrong with Angelina Jolie. That severe reverse plastic
we could
surgery
just
couldn't fix.
That a war couldn't start over. She's exactly.
She's Helen, isn't she?
Yeah.
Oh, here's Dr.
No, she's Helen's ma.
Yeah, she's Helen.
Who's Helen, isn't?
No, she's Alexandra's ma.
Helen doesn't even mean this.
Poor Colin Farrell got very
confused.
Is she
a baddie though? Because she doesn't have an Irish accent.
Nah, she doesn't. But she doesn't ham it up either. She doesn't have to ham it up.
She's just kind of
She's just allowed. She's just allowed to be there. Yeah, exactly. Doesn't matter.
What was your favourite
Not
film?
A lot.
Dr. Good.
I didn't see any films this year.
Okay. Well, let's say of films.
I saw No Country for All Men. I thought it was alright.
What's up?
But I didn't get blown away by anything.
I loved that film.
No Country for All Men.
But it doesn't give you, it doesn't tell you any answers, man.
But I thought
no Coen Brothers films ever.
I want an answer.
I was a bit weird. It was all a bit weird, and then that last 5 or 10 minutes where Tommy Lee Jones gives that big speech about how
his daddy
just
dreaming about his dad.
Yeah, but you know the whole thing.
That's all in the book. It's really close to the book.
Is it?
The film. Yeah, they use like whole sections. Like all that voiceover is in the book. He has his own sections where he talks.
Bit of a comeback for Tommy Lee Jones in general, isn't it?
Oh well, have you seen the Three Burials of?
Yes.
No, I heard he made it.
Yes,
Costello
told me about that.
Directed by him. It's a very good film.
It's better than the one he was in with Clint Eastwood as Space Cowboys. Remember him?
a lot of things are
Clint Eastwood, him, and Donald Sutherland, wasn't it?
Because as Spud Arkin, we know it's a very inaccurate portrayal of space.
Yeah, because of course, no old people get into space.
No.
We
don't.
Exactly.
We call them. Actually, we could be in
space. It's also like people are shrunk down.
Lackavadians. What's
Barackavadians.
I heard the first condemnation of Barack Obama tonight.
Oh, condemnation,
was it a demonstration?
Yeah, but it was still the first one I've heard. Just putting it out there, I heard the first one ever.
But they were probably talking about Barack, the Israeli Prime Minister.
Mubarak. He's called different.
He got a lot of condemnation. He's not.
He's a lot of condemnation too. To tell us what your first track is.
I saw about 300 people or something.
Your first track. Burger and chips, DJ Burger and Chips, now half burger and no chips. what's your first track going to be? And then we'll come just back.
A$AP Rock.
A$AP Rock. Some rapper from the States, right? Yes.
Rappers.
Very good.
Okay.
Are the intel?
Alright, I'll sort that out for you.
We'll hook you in.
We'll skew it up right after this.
You'd have to hook them into
right room. After a word from our commercial sponsors.
Clean logic procreation. I did not invent the wheel. I was the crooked spoke adjacent. While the triple sixers lassos keep angels roped in the basement. I walk the block with a halo and a stick. Poking your patience. Y'all catch a 30-second flash visual. Dirty cooperative men platoon. Bloom head trip split ridiculous. Bad in the splicing of first generation. Fuck up with trickle down any hero smack. Crackin'. I paced me game with 0 hour completion. Green slash. Duke of early retirement. Pick a dream. American nightmare hog in the screen. The door open so you can stumble in. If you'd stop following me round the jungle gym. Now it's and I spell it with the H I stole from heritage. Merit crunch stole the wretched refuse of my teeming resonance. I promise tempest towards breed with a bleeding conscience. See the Creed accent's responsive, but my sports divorce the wattage. And I'm sleeping now. Yeah, the settlers laugh. You won't be laughing when your covered wagons crash. You won't be laughing when the buses drag your brother's flags to rags. You won't be laughing when your front lawn's spangled with epitaphs. Won't be laughing. Then I'll hang my boots to rest when I'm impressed. So I triple knot them and forgot them. This origami dream is beautiful, but man, those wings will never leave the ground without a feather and a lottery ticket. Now settle down. All I ever wanted was to pick up on the day, put the pieces back together my way. by the pulse. Shimmy cross the centerfold. And at that time in gold, divvy crumbs for the better souls. When seven deadly stains did hit a flame to crystal conscience, the results are low life, counting on one hand what he's accomplished.
Okay.
Make me the activism chain. Activate street sweep, plug deteriorating Xenobin Pendragon. A hawk spores wars for the morbid spreading of mad alley gossip. Sick in your Lincoln Log Cabin and Charlie Chaplin. Why? I could zigzag and zig him again, but a badge gleam sparkled in my brick wall windows. Another thick installment of one night in Gotham. Without the wretched Houston, we have a problem. Attached to the festive batch of city goblins who split holiday freak on a box cut cinema high road bellow. Head grips, watch red bricks turn yellow. Sort of similar to most backbones at Camp Icarus. Raw feeling crafts congregating and pampered for bickering. Life's not a bitch. Life is a beautiful woman. You only call her a bitch cause she won't let you get that pussy. Maybe she didn't feel y'all shared any similar interests.
Nope.
Or maybe you're just an asshole who couldn't sweet talk the princess. Kiss the speaker wire, Peter pacifism pegging threshold. Stomach full of halo kibbles. Wingspan cast black upon visuals. Hit a duck hunt, take a tape vision and pick apart the pixels. I got a friend of polar nature and it's all peace. When I seek similar stars but can't sit at the same feet. Metal captain, this cat is asking if I've seen his bit of lost passion. Told him yeah, but only when I pedaled past him.
All I ever wanted was to pick up on the day with the pieces back together my way.
Your style, dude.
Love me or star, bitch.
That, so we'll have to edit that out later, won't we?
that was
in reference to the cats, of course, yeah.
Why else would you, yeah, exactly.
Why else would you be doing that? DJ, where else would that quote be relevant?
I don't like to imagine.
Anyway, DJ Burger and a Half. Chips, everything's chips disappeared.
DJ Food Guy.
DJ Freddy.
My belly
full, but I'm hungry. It's going to be up here because we're going to be away, and I'm also eating something at the moment. Fill in for me here till I get this food finished.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They go to Africa. Interview. He comes in and has to mind the cats.
Have you got any experience looking after cats?
Wild animals.
Kittens.
Beasts.
Pussies.
That's a low one. We'd have to edit that out.
I grew up in a butcher shop.
Oh, that's good. That's a good answer.
Are you a meat eater?
There's not really much else a person can eat, really, is there?
I'm getting suspicious, though. If they're your cats.
He grew up in a butcher shop, but he really liked onions is what his favourite food was. What do you think?
He's got a furry collar on his parking.
That's okay, they like blood.
Cats taste quite strange, actually.
They do love blood.
Are they gamey? No, it'd be more like rabbit or something like that. You can tenderise them enough.
Slowly.
Of course, when you grew up in a butcher shop, it was probably during the first Great Recession, so you probably saw a lot of different animals go through that shop.
Eat a hungry upbringing.
It's amazing what it looks like and tastes like beef in a recession.
Yeah, we all know, babe.
Soon enough, we sure will.
Dr. Groove's host man is about to die, but
anyway. Oh, God.
Oh. We'll carry on.
I wonder, is this how Tony Gregory felt?
Oh, poor Tony. Jenny Mackers. Okay, we'll edit that out.
So. Oh, it's all gonna go.
The night of the man's
funeral. A few spliffs would have done an O. Herman episode. Mm. Anyway, it's very tasteless. And inarticulate.
So, is there anything else that we need to know about you before we let you loose on our kittens?
I'm not the massive cat lover that you might want, but I don't hate them either.
But you're not.
Well, we don't want too much cat love.
No, excessive cat love. That happened before.
I'm unlikely to let a dog into the house and leave him here for 72 hours without feeding any of them rat like that.
That's good. That's good. I think that gets you the job. It doesn't really.
Have you any questions you'd like to ask us?
Oh yeah, I forgot about the classic. Yeah. No. Well, it's very silent over there.
I'm unemployed, like, I'm like, you know, I've got, like, something.
And the job doesn't really pay much, so I've noticed that.
I'm not really, like, it's close to the
door. Have a cup of tea.
Close to my post office where I collect the dough.
Oh, okay, right.
So it's cutting down a lot of, you know, walking and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
Do the cats need walks?
No. Oh, they don't, no. And where do you see yourself in 5 years' time?
How does this fit into your career?
Probably in a better door office. The post office is maybe closer to my house. Things
that's
like
a
that.
Yeah,
flat, not flat. The post office.
Like, flat on his own with 20 cats.
He's over a basket out the window. You know?
I think the door office kind of. Maybe I go out with someone in the door office.
Insert cash. Then you meet a lovely lady behind you.
Go out with an inspector, that'd be perfect.
Yeah.
Then,
yeah.
Then, like, you know, yes, you are unemployable.
Yes.
It's just and then you don't have to go through all that the palaver anymore.
Palaver.
Apparently, yeah. A year or two in prison also like makes you unemployable. So
a year or two in prison.
Well,
yeah,
we'll see
yeah.
what we can do.
Yeah, I think that'll happen anyway. Though,
no,
I think we're all headed there.
Not for the cats.
If we do, if we work it right, we're all headed there. A couple of more jokes. No.
Jokes.
Too many jokes.
Do you want to play a record? Do you have another record? Play something that you think. I don't really care about music anymore.
Oh, nice.
It's all just a bit of that's not a record. That's a. Oh, you're going to play Hot Rod
CD
stuff
device.
Now.
I was going to play Sir Frog and the Toads with Mustang.
For Sir Frog and the Toads.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, any other ideas, solutions?
Do you want to see a picture of them?
What?
No, you see
the picture of the frogs and the Mustangs.
The frog, the band.
They can just Google's amazing like that. You can just type in frog and the Mustangs and you'll get a picture of
okay.
a car and an amphibian.
Okay.
That is,
you never know what you might get a picture of.
Hey, probably safe searcher,
you probably would actually find them.
Yeah, turn off safe search.
From a compilation called It Came From the Beach. Surf Dragon Rocket Instagram.
That's actually the Tittlers before they became Sir Frog and the Toads.
Basically.
Well, that's okay.
A lot of them changed their names 10 times depending on who was producing.
What are
the chances of scraping the top 100?
Anybody else got any other things before we play Sir Frog and the Tiddlers? Any solutions for the Middle East?
Tiddlers?
No.
Solutions.
I'm working on a new, you know, WSM type thing, the no state solution.
No state solution, really? Instead of the 2-state or 3-state, no state.
Go with the no state solution.
Very good.
State solution.
Well, we look forward
this
to
this track is
that.
Very short, 1:52.
Very good. That's about right because it gives us more time to shite on about other things. It's very important. It's the fundamental principle of this show.
Mustang.
We'll be right back. got your hole in chip. That's the way we got your hole in chip. That's the way. That's the way. That's the way we got your hole in chip. In my figure.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah, bitch, man, fuck, I got it. I encourage everybody to walk around the house with a little funny little stance on them. Crouched down, going with their hands raised up. Oh, we're in the middle of a Skype conversation.
Now, what's there? Was there any idea when you'd be done?
You'd be done really quickly. Why? Because it's like 20 to 9, man.
Yeah, I'll be in, babes. I'll be in by half.
Loads of time. It's we've only got another few minutes anyway.
I'll be in well before 10.
Exactly. We've got like another half an hour of recording, 20 minutes of recording, and it's all done. The man's got a chill. He got the chill, in the words of the ghetto. He got the chill. So, besides, obviously, you spent some time with DJ Burger and Chips, you spent some time in Bald's Bridge tonight outside the embassy, I would imagine. Which embassy would there be? Two embassies, I think. There's many embassies in Bald's Bridge. A whack of embassies. You get the Bald Eagle, obviously the big. Yeah, you get that one. Then you get the nondescript one, which is the one Israeli operations.
Yes.
I can't really do an Israeli accent, but it'd probably be something like that. Yish. And but then there's loads more out by Aylesbury Road. I mean, I must have been in 100 different countries.
That's the Turkish one.
Shouted
a couple of slogans there. Got another couple of shouted bits and pieces. They finally got the Egyptian embassy.
Oh.
And then some of the more robust protesters shouted some...
robust protesters.
More controversial slogans.
Controversial, yeah. Controversy. We always had a lot of controversy. I can't remember. How many embassies have you ever been to out there, Crossy? I can't think.
Embassies in Bald's Bridge.
Yeah, in Bald's Bridge. They all seem to be in Bald's Bridge.
A lot of them are,
Aylesbury Road as well. I mean, what did you used to get that in the Irish Monopoly? Was Aylesbury Road really expensive?
Shrewsbury was number one, but
Aylesbury Shrewsbury yes. number yeah, Shrewsbury and Aylesbury.
Yeah.
If you, you don't, you weren't allowed to build embassies on them. Though.
No, no, you weren't. It was hotels. Yeah. But the thing is, you weren't able to. And all I was ever messing around with was Crumlin and Kimmage in Monopoly. It was never.
You know, no
embassies in Crumlin and Kimmage. No. Now that you might think about it.
If you actually did in a game of Monopoly, if you were to purchase the likes of Store Street,
yeah,
Talbot Street. Get all the different colours there,
yeah.
Rack up a couple of hotels,
yeah.
Sit tight on it,
right.
Keep the money coming in. A couple of years, it's worth a bit more, sell it off then. Then you end up with a massive recession with 100,000
That's hilarious, isn't it? Oh, the recession, I really feel sorry for people who've lost money in the property boom.
I'm devastated.
I only heard this today, more devastating news just in, but there was the 94th richest man in the world committed suicide there recently because it was tough because he couldn't accept the fact that he was out of control because he lost a fortune on Volkswagen being taken over by Porsche, because he was speculating that, like many of the hedge funds, that the price of the Volkswagen shares was actually going to go down. And it didn't, because Porsche had actually already bought 95% of them, and Porsche now took over the ownership today, as of today, the ownership of Volkswagen.
I thought Porsche always owned.
No, there you go. You see, and like lots of people were speculating that more shares were going to come on the market, but then Porsche turned around and went, actually, no, we own them all, and we're not selling them. The hedge funds lost money, and this man, who is 94th richest man in the world, he lost money. Which is terrible. It's true. I do mourn the passing of Tony Gregory. I don't mourn the passing of that other boy.
No.
94 yeah. richest man in the world. No. Whatever. No way. So, anything else? Books, Crossy. You've been reading books. You're a bit of a man for books, aren't you?
I'm a reader.
You're a reader. I always was John, a man. John, never trust them.
John Peel's Olivetti Chronicles.
Oh, yeah. And how did... Nice. Where did they come about?
A little bit of grime. Apparently he had an Olivetti typewriter. He wouldn't use anything else for 30 years. So that's what they did is they took loads of pieces and they arranged them alphabetically. So they just go all the way from ABBA to.
So it's all stuff he's written.
Yeah, but it's in random date order.
Oh, right.
And
okay.
About random things. So
and did it just
he go from the 70s to the 90s? You see his attitudes changing as he gets kids.
Did it just come out?
Gets a
way.
Bit conservative. I think. Wait. Oh, here he is. John, have you anything to say?
Life of Grime.
We love Peely. Love him.
Yeah, he's actually at the very
beginning of
the show.
And though he died in 2004, he obviously got a bit of grime because he obviously knew what that was.
Yeah.
But
he was playing Happy Hardcore in the last days, I remember.
Jeez, he was
brilliant. Loved Happy Hardcore too.
He loved anything that would get up people's.
I can only take Happy
Hardcore.
Anything
that would get up people's noses.
Small doses. Stuff that didn't take itself too seriously.
He's actually amazingly good writer because he's really subtle and really sarcastic.
It's okay, it's not luminous.
Problem with the host body.
As long as it's not luminous.
Oh, maybe improving.
Don't worry, it's not infectious. Have both of you got the flu yet?
I got a bad cold.
It's the Brisbane flu.
Do you remember the cold the last podcast?
I don't know what the flu is.
I'd be worried about it.
I got
it's a real proper one. It's not like just a man flu. It's not messing. It's not like...
You throw you up thing.
Kind of fucks you up like...
Yeah. Got a bed. Yeah, got a temperature. Went to bed. Real woozy. Room started spinning. Hadn't been like that since I was properly drunk.
Wait.
That was a while ago, unfortunately. Anyway.
There are some advantages.
You've got to move that as he reaches for the bottle of Jameson.
I do like the high temperature thing you get. Can be quite a good bug.
So, all told, though, looking back, 2009...
Looking back at 2009,
yeah,
as only we can.
We know where it's going to go. It's amazing.
Really amazing.
Really amazing. No, what about the other year? The 08 thing for the humanoids.
For the humanoids, good for me.
Bad for the humanoids. All told, nobody seemed to like it very much. I didn't really. Well, you had a good year. Yeah, that's true.
I was happy.
You had a good year, yeah. You were messing around with angels in Wexford. Yeah. So that's all changed. That changed your perspective on things. What about you, DJ Burger and Chips? Would you be noting 2008 as a good year or a bad year? I know you're happily unemployed now, but...
A nondescript year.
Nondescript, yeah.
Just like, Make them all, you know.
Can you imagine it's like 7 years since 2001? Said he doing amazing maths. But somebody was saying 9/11. Like 9/11's like 7 years ago.
No, that was 2004.
Great day.
No, it wasn't.
Was it 2001?
Yeah, you freak.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's a few people out there at the Ballsbridge Embassy. At the Embassy, yeah, exactly. I think they probably think about it.
A lot of persuasive arguments, you know?
A lot of persuasive arguments. You're going to play us another. It's your turn, so guest DJ, Burger Chips, so you get to introduce
the
next.
This is the track I first heard Crossy wrote. I definitely hate this. Guess what it would be, Crossy?
Bob Dylan or Van Morrison.
Wrong! No.
Hey!
Nope. Give me the Jigger
Watson. The Jigger Watson into the Yogi Yogi.
We have very high tech.
All the technical terms.
Very high tech here.
Try that one. And then this goes in here.
Disco.
I can start setting it up. What is it going to be?
Surprise.
Oh, it's a surprise.
Surprise.
Okay, right. We'll talk to you about
surprise
it afterwards.
Track. We'll torture him later. Is it long or short?
I would imagine just usual singles out.
Yeah, 3.5 minutes then of pop, pure pop, power pop.
There's a better world to come in, tell you why. There's a better world to come in, tell you why. We will feed them on the land, on the sea and in the sky. There's a better world that's coming, I'll tell you why. There's a better world that's coming, don't you see. There's a better world that's coming, don't you see. When we'll all be union and we'll all be free. There's a better world that's coming, don't you see. There's a better world a-comin', and don't you know, no. There's a better world a-comin', don't you know. I'm a union man in a union war. It's a union world I'm fighting for. There's a better world a-comin', don't you know. There's a better world a-comin', there's a better world a-comin', there's a better world a-comin', I'll tell you why. Don't you see, and don't you know. There's a better world that's coming, tell you why. Better world that's coming, tell you why. Out of marching, out of battling, you can hear the chains are rattling. There's a better world that's coming, I'll tell you why. Now there's a better world that's coming, and there's a better world that's coming, and there's a better world that's coming, I'll tell you why. There's a better world that's coming, I'll tell you why. Better world that's coming, I'll tell you why. We'll beat them on the land, in the sea and in the sky. There's a better world that's coming, I'll tell you why. Well, there's a better world that's coming, don't you see. Better world that's coming, don't you see. When we'll all be union and we'll all be free. There's a better world that's coming, don't you see. There's a better world that's coming, don't you see. Better world that's coming, don't you see. When we'll all be union and we'll all be free. There's a better world that's coming, don't you see.
Please provide influences, no references.
References for Catholic?
The proletarian heartbeat.
Oh, yeah.
If you can find
I know a couple of people who don't need references because they're just feeding it all
the
time.
They are beating heart to the proletarians. I'm feeling it today.
The proletariat, lumping, feeling it. I'm feeling that. I'm walking out there. I can hear the hammers, the jackhammers around.
You're only as proletarian,
you know,
as
the man you feel.
I wasn't going to say.
That's the only way to do it. That was Woody Guthrie with A Better World Is Coming. I really hope so. And I really would hope it would speed up.
Yeah.
2009, though, you know.
Been a long time
like,
coming.
Well, like, it's been a long time coming, yeah.
2009, it started off pretty shitty, though, let's be honest.
Yeah, yes. Couldn't get much
worse. A war, like, a never-ending war against that.
Yeah.
I heard it's horrendous, you know, talking about how basically it's like a fish in a barrel that you can't move out of the Gaza Strip, so it's like no other war ever before.
It's awful.
Someone said, Robert Fisk was saying that.
It's really densely populated.
He was saying that, like, the thing that sticks with you about the whole place is that you just hear noise constantly and people shouting at each other because people are so crowded in that, like, all you hear is voices and people being aggravated at each other and everything else because they've compacted so much population into such a small, short space of time. And then they've gone on and decided to mess with their electricity supply and their gas supply and all their other stuff. So they keep cutting back all the services. So just have people turning in on each other. The only way you can do then is explode. That's the only thing that can happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, you did science, didn't you, Quasi?
No, sorry, I didn't know.
Compress the gas. Pressure. And it blows up.
I kind of just wondered about the astrophysics thing. I've done a good bit of research into astrophysics for sure. So
tell us about string theory.
Oh, I do actually know one piece of string theory.
Complexity
theory. Oh, yeah,
go on.
String theory.
If you look at the history of the 17th to 19th centuries, there are two major events that start to happen. One is that...
the Gordian knot? No.
One is that piracy starts to go down, and it's continued to go down, and the other is that the planet starts to warm up. Mm. And continue to warm up. Therefore, there's a logical conclusion would be that...
All become decline, pirates.
No, the decline of piracy has something to do with global warming. I don't really know what. There you go.
That's a string theory. Is that a string theory?
It's the old...
I think
what you...
Mark Brecken told me
What you've just done...
The heartbeat of the proletariat right there.
What they did
with the graph of babies born in Stuttgart versus nesting pairs of storks. And there's a linear relationship. Philosopher would get you there and say, there's no causality implied. There are just two things happening simultaneously.
Causality. So you need causality.
You need to prove
well.
That there's a causal thingy.
No, but if we increase
the book of the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster.
Oh, well.
The book of the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster.
Oh, should have told me.
He
that.
Uses logic.
What if you have?
Yeah, you actually talked to him.
Once you quote,
study done into like.
Once you quote
the
sources. Once you quote your sources, you're okay with me. As long as it's the book of the Flying Spaghetti Monster.
Yeah, I'm thinking of writing an article.
It's required reading.
I saw The God Delusion last night.
The who's?
The God Delusion.
The Dawkins.
Yeah.
Another big
no, is he? Is that a book or is
no,
it a documentary thing?
Documentary about it. He interviews all these
grumpy old man.
But he interviews all these religious whack jobs, right?
Yeah. Oh, I heard the telly programs. It's
there, but he does come across as pretty dogmatic himself.
So,
like,
yeah.
It's kind of like, you'd agree with him, but like he's quite out in fucking Jerusalem, and there's some guy there going, "Who was?" This is the best story I ever heard.
Yeah.
Born in New Jersey, was for a Jewish family. Then family presumably became Zionist. Anyway, he moved to Israel and became a settler.
Yeah,
right? Somehow,
messing around.
Gave up all that and has become a hardcore fundamentalist Muslim.
Really? And is
he
anti-Semitic to boot?
He was telling Richard Dawkins that a day would come where
he
people like him
the
would
right
get
person.
Killed if they came to the Holy Land.
Wow.
But then, Richard Dawkins was just like a bit...
The thing is, like, I think I'm all in favour of people. Yeah, I'm all in favour of people having an argument against religion. I'm all in favour of people having an argument against religion. But what I object to is them becoming arrogant arseholes at the end of that argument.
No.
Which is what Richard Dawkins
does. And, like,
become
so...
Like,
it's really...
It's a French gangster.
The gangster finger.
Yeah.
I'm really kind of pejorative as well about anyone that holds a religious belief.
Exactly.
Although, I think we know someone who's like that, who shall remain nameless.
Yeah, we have our own little version of that. Pint-sized version of that. Yeah,
you
we
can't
do.
Ignore the social role that religion plays and the role in blah blah. It gives people meaning to realize all that. All these.
Are you talking
kind of
about causality
are,
now here?
No, just that.
What religion are you, Crossy?
I'm a militant anti-theist.
Militant agnostic theist, no?
I'm anti-theist.
Anti-theist.
Yeah. Would you be a Buddhist then?
Anti-theist. I don't approve of gods.
Yeah, but don't Buddhists kind of go in for a bit of that sometimes?
Anti-theist.
I think with Buddhists, the Buddhism seems to be evasion of life to me.
Yeah, that's
avoid life to avoid suffering.
No, is it not about that stupid thing about, like,
well, there's different
worship
brands.
Of one man?
As well. The weirdest thing I saw.
They don't have one god though.
To do with Buddhism was Tibetan monks, and they came to Trinity, and they did this thing down in. They did a mandala. I think it's called the mandala, which is like an amazingly intricate structure. They just chip off all the different colored sand. So basically, it's a map.
Yeah.
But the map is so intricate that they basically attain some sort of enlightenment as they're doing it. That's the whole theory.
Yeah.
And at the end of it, like they sweep do it for like 6 or 7 weeks, and then they sweep it away.
Like this podcast, just deleted it all.
Yeah. Well, that what harm would that be?
It would be a loss.
A loss to humanity. But
dead screen scrolls or something. Like
I saw that. I was quite impressed by it all. And anyway, they swept it all up and they dumped it in the Liffey at the end. Mm. But I saw a guy coming back and forth every day because I was hanging around Trinity at the time. And he was feeding
pretending
the lads.
To be an intellectual.
Feeding the lads who were doing it. He came back every day with McDonald's. They were going, oh, they love McDonald's. You know what I mean? Where's the whole Buddhist anti, you know, corporate thing?
And they
there?
Got.
They were way above it, you see.
Yeah, we're beyond.
Did they live completely off charity? Or
I don't know. I think they were actually probably brought over by the Douglas Hyde Gallery or something, you know, to do mandala. It'll be so fantastic, darling. I think it'll be brilliant. Let's have a bottle of Chianti with that.
There's some odd exhibitions there.
You gotta like that, alright, yeah. The culture and the literati.
Right,
do you not have one other song for us? We only got 10 minutes left anyway.
Like my favourite tune of the year, but...
Yeah, play your favourite tune of the year.
It's our 12-inch record.
Alright, you'll have to go and get that.
You'll like it.
And then DJ Burger and Chips can pick the final piece of music.
I'm honoured.
Oh, you should be honoured.
I have to tell you a secret, lads. I know you're going to be shocked when I say this, but this is actually my first ever gig.
Your first ever gig? No, I thought you'd been planning that set for ages. And he's got the voice of a...
Angel?
A broadcaster.
Not an angel.
No, a broadcaster.
Obviously.
A proper broadcaster.
Like Brian Dobson or something.
Oh, God, yeah. That's a proper broadcaster.
Or George Hook.
That's what we mean by proper broadcaster. Oh, wow.
Actually, I have to say, that reminds George
Hook. George Hook, he's really entertaining.
The other one.
He is. He's actually quite listenable to it, isn't he? He gets it wrong so many times.
Well, he doesn't care.
Well, that's the entertainment.
He has no idea
that's
what he's talking
about.
He's very honest about it.
Yeah, no, he is. That is actually...
Even on rugby, like, he just hasn't noticed.
It's quite refreshing where someone goes, okay, I don't know anything about
And he has an opinion. And
I'd like to thank you for coming on my show, even though I know nothing about you. John Giles here to talk about association football. Association football. Hold on, I'm going to stop it. Yeah, money.
Up the tablet in my mind, cause I don't write shit, cause I ain't got time. Cause my second minutes, hours go to the almighty dollar in the almighty power of that chopper. Sister, brother, son, daughter, father, motherfucker, copper. Got the Maserati dancing on the bridge, pussy popping, tell the coppers. Ha 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 ha, you can't catch them, you can't stop them. I go by them goon rules. If you can't beat them, then you pop them. You can't man them, then you mop them. You can't stand them, then you drop them. Fucking problem. Okay, you're a goon, but what's a goon to a goblin? Nothing, nothing. You ain't scaring nothing. On some faggot bullshit. Call him Dennis Rodman. Call me with your own bitch. Call me on the sidekick. Never answer when it's private. Damn, I hate a shy bitch. Don't you hate a shy bitch? Yeah, I hate a shy bitch. She ain't shy in the moon. She changed her name to my bitch. Yeah, nigga, that's my bitch. So when she asked for the money, surprise, bitch. And it ain't tricking if you
pandemic, cause there ain't nobody near me. They don't see me, but they hear me. They don't feel me, but they feel me. I'm ill.
You have to use so many cuss words.
Responsibility. Anyway, Crossy, talk about negative responsibility.
Nah, that's another bullshit theory in class.
Another bullshit theory. Okay, well, say goodbye. You got to say it over
it's
here.
An attack on one type of utilitarian.
Tell us what that last track was. Your track of the year was...
Well, Millions by Starkey, which is a remix of something. I don't know what.
Millions by Starkey, which is a remix of something. And we think Andre 3000 had something to do with it.
We think Andre 3000... It's a B-side of a really terrible version of... Just a Friend.
Just a Friend. That sounds bad. Even your version sounds bad. And that's not normally the case.
not Kumo D, one of those type of guys.
Oh, okay.
He did a terrible dubstep version where he just put an extra blood blood sound into,
blah, blah,
into
blah.
A really bad track and made it worse. B-side's great.
Okay, well, on this cold night in the beginning of 2009, in 0901. Oh, the engineer's back as well. Everybody's back.
Hey!
So,
for the grand finale.
Yeah, for the grand finale.
What
we were hoping for was that the nuts would blow up in the fire, but the nuts didn't blow up in the fire, so we have no grand finale. We have... But we do have... Oh, no, DJ Burger and Chips has the perfect way to send us off.
Really?
Into this cold night.
Into
the cold, cold night. Do you want to introduce it? You have to introduce it. You can't just say nothing about it.
Well,
it's not going to blow us away that much, is it?
It might.
Are you going to tell us what it is, or is that also
no,
a surprise?
No, it just introduced itself.
It introduced
kind
itself.
Kind of like how it feels if I was a stock trader right now, but...
That's good. It's good to know that you're not. You don't look like a stock trader.
If I was, I'd probably feel like this kind of
Yeah, but it won't record, so we'll record it immediately after this.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye. Do it next time. Oh, I think it's green.
It's playing. This next track, obviously, is a recording of me as a younger man down in my great days on the campaign in South Kilkenny. I mean, down we showed those Piltown boys how to fucking play hurling.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning. You know, one time we had a hail bomb? For 12 hours, when it was all over, I walked up. We didn't find one of them, not one stinking dink body. The smell, you know that gasoline smell? The whole hill. It smelled like... victory. Someday this war's gonna end.